Hello again, folks. I'm going to continue with this unboxing now. Here's the Welsh flag mug that I ordered. I have to take all this bubble wrap off of it. My goodness, they taped this to the hilt, haven't they? Oh, my word. Sorry, I'm having trouble getting this. Mug, and I could use some cleaning, I can tell you that right now, but the outside is tactile. Oh, lovely. Oh, well. I was hoping it would be a little bit bigger than it was, but that's okay. It wasn't very expensive, and I can sort of see why now. It's still a very nice mug. I'll have tea in this. Oh. Oh, lovely. Righto. I've only got a couple other things to take out of here. Aha! Oh my word! This, ladies and gents, is the tin of border biscuits that I ordered, and it is huge. But I knew it would be. It's not as big as the tin of European biscuits that I once got from the supermarket, but it's still a nice sized tin, and of course we have adhesive on this too, but it's not as difficult to remove. Oh, this is lovely. I want to know what these pictures are. Oh my word, I need to get a sightling in here just so I can tell them, ask them what all these pictures are. Because they're lovely, they're all tactile. Oh, I'd love the different shapes. There's a big round thing with etchings, and there's square things and rectangular things and octagonal things, and I want to know what they all are. This is such a lovely decorative tin. I won't be throwing this out. The European biscuits that I bought last year around Christmas time, the tin that they came in was not nearly as fancy. It was not tactile. Let's see. The only trouble is, the bloody adhesive is leaving marks on this tin, and I don't know how to get those off. Maybe a bit of steel wool would do it, if applied gently. Okay, did I get all the adhesive finally? I think not. Oh, damn it, blast. I really had to work on that fudge tin, which is why I paused it when I did the recording, that is. Okay, here's... I want to see how these biscuits are arranged. I can get this lid off now. Yep, here we go. Oh, I see. Okay, I won't have this yet. They're in a big package inside the tin. It looks like there's all different shapes. I see stars and round ones. This is a variety tin, so I adore Borders dark chocolate gingers, and what was the other thing I like by Borders? So I forget now, but I thought that I'd like the selection of biscuits. What a nice tin! Oh! Beautiful! Okay. Now we're almost at the bottom of the box. The only thing I think is left is my, this is my potato and leek soup. I forgot I ordered that, silly me. I'll put that away. Actually, I'll probably have that tonight for supper. Maybe I'll do a taste test boo, because I've never had that kind before. Of course, I wanted the Bachelor's, but I didn't get it. And what are these? I'm not sure. We only have a couple more things in here, so one of them has to be coconut mushrooms and the other has to be marinades. Okay, I think these are the coconut mushrooms. I'm gonna try one. I'll get the silly packet open. There we are. I thought the Murray mints would come in a tin the way the caramints did, but no, they don't. Different. I'm not sure what's in these, but they really are shaped like mushrooms. In them. They're like a little miniature snowball, only they're mushroom shaped. And these, of course, are my Murray mints, which I've had before and I do recall liking, but I'm just going to make sure. Yeah, I bought the caramints before and they came in a tin and I thought these would too, but then I remembered that the caramints I bought were taverners, not bassets. Oh, my word. Oh, are those minty or are those minty? Well, gee, I guess they must be minty. Oh. Brilliant. Okay, I only have one thing left to look at, and that's, I saved the best for last. Just one second here. I left my phone lying around, and that was silly, so I had to put that back. Okay, now let's look at this lovely little, hopefully it's lovely, harp pendant that I bought. It comes in a little presentation box, they call it. How do I open this? Just half a moment. I'm going to pause this for a minute here while I figure this out. Okay, got it. Now, let us see. Oh my. Okay. It's a nice box. Now, where's the... Okay, it's quite a small pendant. That's a shame. I was hoping it would be a bit bigger than it is. Okay, again, half a mo, folks. I have to figure out how to get this. It comes in a little wallet type thing, and I have to figure out how to get this chain out. Okay, that was needlessly difficult. I had to go ask a neighbor for assistance, unfortunately, because the chain was really stuck in the grooves of this little Wally type thing that it came in, and I was afraid I was going to break it. Even my neighbor had a tough time getting it out. Oh my word. It's very pretty. It's a little smaller than I was hoping for, but it's definitely solid silver. I can tell that, and my neighbor liked it too. The chain is extremely delicate, and that's why I was so concerned that I was going to break it. The links are so tiny. I'm not sure I would have bought this if I'd seen it in the store. That, unfortunately, is the trouble with buying things online. I somehow expected it to be a little sturdier than it is, but it's still very nice. Got myself a little gift there. And even though it's quite small, the strings are very tactile. It just looks like, to me, like there's a spot where one more string should be, and it's not there. Oh well. That's okay. Yeah, so generally, I'm very satisfied with my purchases. Like I said, I wish this was a little less delicate, but I must say it's very feminine. It's just, I'm